And now, something you might want to add to your home medical equipment. You're probably familiar with the blood pressure device at your doctor's office. A staff member squeezes the bulb, the inflatable cup grips your arm, and the device soon provides the two numbers that describe your blood pressure. But for some people, also measuring blood pressure between checkups might be a good idea.
People are increasingly using the home blood pressure monitoring kits to do that.
That's Dr. Stephen Jay. He's a professor of medicine and public health at the IU School of Medicine. He recently co-authored a study that found benefits from at-home blood pressure monitoring. A lot of people might be able to use the information it provides.
We've been struck by the fact that hypertension is really a prevalent problem. It's a major driver of morbidity and mortality. It's the single largest modifiable risk factor for preventing cardiovascular disease and death in the United States. So it's a big deal.
But when you walk into your healthcare provider's office, that one-time check may not give an accurate picture of your usual blood pressure.
We know that the clinic blood pressure, when you go into a clinic, many people see a white coat, or even if not, their blood pressure goes up. So they have white coat hypertension. Some people go into a clinic, see their physician, their blood pressure is normal, but actually at home, it's higher. And that's what we call masked hypertension. So inaccuracies in taking the blood pressure lead to problems, overdiagnosis and underdiagnosis. So that's a significant issue. Now, home blood pressure monitoring has been shown to address much of that problem. It gives better, more accurate information to the clinician and to the patient so that they can make decisions.
The American Heart Association recommends that everyone with high blood pressure check their measurements at home to help their doctor manage the condition better. But here's a problem. These can be pricey for people on a limited income. And as Dr. Stephen Jay notes,
now the problem is it's not reimbursed widely in the United States, either through private insurers or public insurers, Medicare or Medicaid. So it's not utilized to the extent that it should be utilized. And so it was for these reasons that we started looking at, why don't insurance companies, you know, pay for blood pressure kits and for the process of using these kits to diagnose and manage hypertension.
In this new study, Dr. Jay and co-authors found that using home blood pressure monitors can save health insurers money, both in the first year of use and over the long run.
We hope that as this word is disseminated to the insurance companies at both private and federal levels, that they will begin to really take this even more seriously and start reimbursing for this, both for the cost to the patient of these kits. And some people, many people in our community in Indianapolis can't afford even the prices I quoted to you. But we're hoping that the insurance companies will begin to pay for these, put these in the hands of patients.
If you decide you want to start tracking your blood pressure at home, your healthcare provider can tell you how often to check it. For more information on how to use a home blood pressure test, visit us online at soundmedicine.org.